Waynesville holds its annual Apple Festival this weekend. In between fruits and other fall treats, one booth is really hoping to wow attendees. Katie Higgs is one of the founding members of Women of Waynesville, a nonprofit that raises money for organizations that support women and children in Haywood County. Their booth at the festival gets a lot of stares and raised eyebrows, but it isn't selling anything dirty, just calendars of women posing mostly nude in thematic outfits. But that hasn't stopped the reactions.
I saw this family come in with, like, little kids, and as soon as the mom realized what we were, she, like, literally put hands over her children's eyes and shuffled them along, and I was like, we were born naked. Like, right. Why is this so bad?
Board member Jesse Stone says this is the 8th year they'll sell the calendars, featuring women from 30 to 80. Think the iconic rom-com film, Calendar Girls.
We're showcasing real women in all their glory, tastefully. We try to expand the very narrow idea of beauty that our society has.
Michelle Jacobs is WOW's vice president. She recently turned 50.
So my very first one, I'm actually standing there full butt naked, holding, I think it was like a garden hoe, and the only thing I had on was a pair of gardening boots.
This year's theme is shattering the glass ceiling, so the almost 30 women dressed up for traditionally male jobs, such as lumberjacks, which they call lumberjills. Most of the group is from outside of North Carolina. President Tasha Childers is a mother to 5 children. She remembers moving here from San Diego.
It's weird moving somewhere where you don't know anybody, and you're an older woman. You're like, will you be my friend? And they all said yeah, so I'm like, right on!
Last year, the calendars made about $8,000 for the organization. Overall, the group has helped donate about $100,000 to women and children in the county. Beyond traditional donations, WOW also gives money directly to women who need security deposits or emergency funds in the community. During the holidays, they also pay off layover gifts at the local Walmart. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.